So guys, right now, it's halftime. What do I mean by that? I discovered this just a little while back. Guys, 29 years ago and 10 months, I became the pastor, the church planting pastor of Valley Church. Here I am. This was me, almost 30 years ago. And if you rewind another 29 years and 10 months from that point, this little guy was born. That's me. So what does that mean? That means that as of this weekend, I will have spent exactly half my life at Valley Church. And from this day forward, I will spend even more than half my life at this church. And what a ride it's been. And I just thought about half of my life. And, God just put it on my heart. Talk about halftime. Give a halftime talk. So I'm gonna do that today. And I'm coming to a passage of scripture that I preached a while back, but I just felt like there's a lot more to say about it. And so I want to come to a scripture in 2 Peter about life, about looking at your life and kind of assessing your life and looking it over and seeing where have I been and where am I going? And more than that, where is our church been and where are we going? And in the middle of a pandemic and everything, it's good to assess sometimes. So that's what we're going to do here. So first, I'm going to use this kind of halftime theme throughout, so bear with me here. All right, first thing is we got the team, all right? That's what we're going to talk about, with the team. And the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, says this about the church, about you, if you're a follower of Jesus. He says, his divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through a knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. He's talking about you. He's talking about the team. When you come to know Christ, when a church follows Jesus, you have already everything you need. You think you may need something extra, something else. Others in the world may flit from fad to fad, fill the void in their hearts with whatever they feel they need, career, family, toys, excitement, pleasures, gadgets, money, another relationship, whatever it might be. But they're like, I don't have everything I need. And although those are good things, we're told that in Christ, we have everything we already need. And everything else compared to Jesus falls short. His divine power has given us everything required. For life, that's like living life, and godliness, that's like becoming like Jesus Christ. So God says in his word that we can build on the great promises of God. Look in verse 4. By these, he's given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may share in the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. So here's what remarkable thing happens in the life of a person when they become a Christian. We receive the promises of God. We become partakers of his nature. We start to become more and more like Jesus. We've turned our back on the old corrupted short-term world, and we have a brand new beginning. We've been born again. And guys, I just want to say this about our church. I've been here for 29 years, 10 months, and a few days. And I'm going to tell you something. We have everything we need. And we had everything we needed from day one when this church started. Way back in 1990, in Christ, we had everything we needed. We didn't have much. I mean, by the time I got here, the church started with 3 couples, all right? By the time I got here, there was like 40 people. And we're meeting in a gym. And we don't have much fancy stuff around us. And we don't have much equipment. We have a trailer that we haul things in and out of. I mean, we're setting up chairs by the hundreds eventually. And we did that for 10 years, for 520 Sundays. Those pioneers, and many of you were a part of that pioneer work way back at Westridge School. We did that for 10 years. And then we came and God allowed us to have our facility, and eventually we got the community center. But the truth is, those are all just things that God allows us to use. They're tools in our toolbox. But in Christ, truly, we have everything we need. And you have everything you need for your life and for a life of godliness. Mark Buchanan, in his fantastic book called Hidden in Plain Sight, says it this way. Everything you need for life and godliness, you already have in full. You don't actually need any more. Not one thing. Not a cotter pin or a flat washer, not a doohickey or a thingamajig. Nothing's been withheld. The life you've always wanted is already here. Everything required for life, abundant and flourishing life, a deep and real commitment to what matters most, that's godliness, is intact right now, not next year, not after you get through this particularly difficult season, not after your kids reach a certain age, not after your husband gets his act together or your wife. Or you've gone to counseling or acquired a college degree or read the latest and greatest self-help book. Here and now, you have everything you need. Now, some assembly is required, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I'm just going to tell you guys, for 30 years, Valley Church, through Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the Gospel, we have everything we need, and we always have. And by the grace of God, we've built on that for almost 30 years now, over 30 years. And guys, I just want to celebrate that today. And looking back at the incredible things, starting with a handful of people to today, 4,000 people, whether they're online or in person, we are involved in a movement of Jesus Christ, and God's given us everything we need. So celebrate that today and understand a lot of God's children don't know they have everything they already need. So I want to encourage you today. We have a great team. We have a fantastic team called Valley Church. But then we got to get to our game plan. So I want to talk about the game plan here, and he gives us the game plan. We got a great team. We got everything we need to win. What's the game plan? Well, he says in verse 5, for this very reason, because we got a great team, we got everything we need through Christ, make every effort to supplement your faith, that's the foundation, with goodness, goodness with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with godliness, godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. He says, supplement your faith. In other words, add to your faith. Make every effort to do this. So it is some work. We have a great team, but we're going to have to hit the weight room. We're going to have to execute the plays. We're going to have to practice really hard. And then when the time comes, we're going to have to do what the game plan calls us to do. So how do we pursue this game plan to victory? So he says, here's what you need to do. Start with faith. We have what we need as a team the minute we come to faith in Jesus Christ. Faith is our foundation. We trust and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the beginning point. And so when we cross the line of faith, when you cross the line of faith, you have what you need. The Holy Spirit lives within you. The Word of God empowers you. And faith is trusting God. We cross the line of faith and we believe in Christ. We believe that he died for our sins. We believe that he raised from the dead for our forgiveness and justification. To be clear, not guilty in the sight of God. We believe that he ascended into heaven and he's coming again. We believe he sent the Holy Spirit to live within us. And we are founded in the Word of God. And that's what Valley Church has always been about. We major on the majors here at Valley. That is, what Christians have believed and taught from the Word of God for 2,000 years, that is what we center on. We don't get sidetracked with secondary issues, and we have a wide spectrum of people from a lot of church backgrounds and even unchurch backgrounds who've come together to center in on the Word of God, the majors of the majors that Christians have believed and taught for 2,000 years. That means we don't get sidetracked, we don't get in fights with each other about secondary issues. But it does mean that we hold unswervingly to the hope we profess in the Word of God. That nothing can take us away from believing. And we won't waver, guys. Valley Church is committed to the Scriptures, to the Word of God, to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are immovable. Our faith is firm. We're built on that firm foundation. All right, you guys? So then you build on that foundation of faith, and let by God's great grace meant that never changed. But then we add to that faith, that foundation of faith, we begin to build. What do we go to next? We go to godliness. So we start with faith, then we go to goodness. To goodness. This means moral excellence, genuine Christ-likeness, a pure heart, decency, character, truth, the faith lived out in life. So in other words, we take our faith that we have and start living it. The goodness of God then starts flowing into our character, into our actions. We become true worshipers of God. We follow the Holy Spirit as he leads us through his word. And we follow the good examples around us of believers that are living out their faith. So it's goodness in character and in goodness in action. We start living it. We do good works. The Apostle Paul says, it's by grace you've been saved through faith. This not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So we're not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Because he goes on to add in the very next sentence, he says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared for us to do in advance. So there's goodness in character, goodness in action. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Jesus said, let your light shine so they may see your good works. Don't neglect to do good, says the writer of Hebrews. Paul tells Titus, be a model of good works. He tells him, be zealous for good works. He tells the Galatian church, don't grow weary in doing good. Never get tired of doing good, he tells the Thessalonians. He tells the church at Crete, be ready for every good work. Devote yourselves to every good work. He tells Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, command them to do good and to be rich in good works. Stir up one another to love and good works, says the author of Hebrew. And Paul tells the Corinthians, abound in every good work. And so over and over again is this emphasis on goodness in your life. Have good character when what you are when no one is looking, and then live it out by living a life of integrity and love, and hope, and joy. Goodness. That's good stuff. And Valley Church, I'm privileged to know so many of you who are just, honestly, you're just good people. So keep going with that. And if you're starting to stray anyway from goodness, get right back on track and add to your faith goodness, all right? Third thing in our game plan here is knowledge. So this is a personal knowing of God, and it's also a practical wisdom of knowing the word of God and applying it to life. So we're going to need this as a team, guys. We can be really fired up and doing good and being good and all that, but we need some fuel for that fire to burn. Sooner or later, we're going to have to learn some plays. We're going to have some knowledge here. Yes, be good and do good, but you also have to know something. The writer of Proverbs says it so well. I love it. He says, zeal without knowledge is not good. In other words, you can be really fired up, but if your life is not guided by the word of God, then you're like a roller coaster that is just flying off the tracks. I mean, you know, it's real fun for a while, but then you're in great danger, all right? And in today's world, we have a lot of people who are in a serious shortage of knowledge of God's ways. And even some believers in Christ need to become much more understanding of the word of God. Goodness comes first because knowledge alone will make you a prideful, nitpicking, snobbish, show-off, and bully. A lot of people can go that direction, just getting puffed up with knowledge. But when we know God personally, and when our character is being transformed in goodness, then knowledge becomes this incredible fuel for us. And the avenues for getting to know God is, well, guys, you got to hit the weight room, you know? You got to work out with Scripture. You got to open the Bible on a regular basis and learn the Word of God and show up for our times of worship like this. Valley Church is centered on the Word of God. I mean, we preach through books of the Bible. We unearth the treasures of God's Word verse by verse. So, guys, we start with the Word of God, and you need to take opportunities, and Valley offers so many for Bible studies and life groups to dig deep in the Word of God, our messages, and your own personal times in the Word of God. And then worship and prayer, showing up either online or in person for these times together and praying together, prayer groups, community. We need community. That's where life groups come in big time. And if you're not in a life group, there's still time to get involved and jump into those. And of course, through all this, the most important thing in person to know is Jesus. I got to tell you, show up in the coming weeks because we're starting a brand new series next weekend called Unstoppable. And we're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of Acts and go through all 28 chapters. It may take us a couple of decades, not really, but it'll take us a while. But we're going to just go through that book. Incredible spiritual movement of God. And we're going to learn from them. So we're going to dig deep in the Word of God and gain in our knowledge of Him. And then I want to encourage you, if you have questions about the faith, there's an incredible thing you can sign up for. It starts Monday, September 14th. It's called Alpha. And Alpha is for people with no faith at all. Like, you're still checking this out. You don't even know what you believe. And you're not certain about the truth claims of Christianity. And then there's for those who are just like, I'd like to grow deeper in my faith. It's a great place for conversation. We're going to offer that in a safe, socially distanced environment. We're also looking into also our online offerings. But guys, people are signing up, and we want to get you signed up for Alpha. So check that out. You know, look online for that. You can sign up for that. Check your email. There's all sorts of ways to get involved in Alpha. All right. A fourth thing that we add to our game plan after knowledge is self-control. Have you ever seen teams, it could be any sport, but they like got great talent, but they're just not disciplined. They're just out of control. There's a guy on the floor. There's a woman on the volleyball court, and she's just not disciplined about playing the position that she's called to play. And here's what Peter is telling us here. He's saying it's great to have all these ingredients and good players and goodness and knowledge, but you have to add self-control to that. You start learning, okay, this is how I'm going to have to live my life. And so when people begin to know how to really live their lives, it's applied to difficult situations and temptations arise. And that's where self-control is so important. In sports and in life, more people are taken out of the game by their lack of self-control than almost anything else. Knowledge alone can make us overconfident because I know that can make me think that I live that. But knowing it and doing it and living it those are two different things. And if we're going to really live paradoxically, if we really live and enjoy life, we're going to have to learn self-control and get a grip on my passions. Because you can't win without self-discipline. And so I get a handle on my anger, on overcompetitiveness, or envy, jealousy, gossip, whatever it is that's taking you out of your game, your best game. By the Holy Spirit, you get a hold of that. Self-control is what I do. It's what I say or write or post. And it's what I think. Apply to all those areas. So Valley Church, you're a great team. Let's keep it together with self-control. Let's not freak out like the rest of the world is doing right now. Let's not gossip. No matter what, you know, don't pass on things you don't know are true. Or even if they are true, if they don't build up, let's not speculate about stuff. That, you know, we're doing that too much as a culture about all sorts of stuff. Don't lose it. Don't go there. You might not need to say that. Don't do that. Get a grip. Self-control is so important if you're going to win in parenting, in friendship, in relationships, in relating to non-Christians, in sharing our faith. Learning to control our passions and our mouths are really, really important. Fifth part of our game plan is endurance. Here we persevere through trials and sorrows, and we never give up. 2020, that may be the word, endurance, that may be the word of the year, 2020. Guys, we've made it through the first half, and we're even into the third quarter now. We're heading to the fourth quarter of 2020. But I know that most games are won or lost in the fourth quarter. And so we need to endure in our faith. We need to hang on when times are tough. Now, I want to tell you something. Today is also an interesting milestone for me and for Ruth personally. On September 3rd, almost exactly 1 year ago, Ruth went into the hospital to have her bone cancer removed. And now it's a 2-year recovery. So now we are at our halfway point of her recovery. And guys, it's been quite a journey, but I want to tell you the awesome Ruth Steve, I just got pictures of Ruth here. I mean, through it all, she's had her moments. We all do. She has her moments when it just seems overwhelming. But you know what? Through it all, she's smiling. She's joyful. She's hanging on to her faith. She's ministering to others. She's sharing her faith. She's not losing hope. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, everything she's gone through. But there's always the faith and joy of Jesus Christ. She is enduring. She is persevering. And frankly, guys, with everything she's gone through, and I can say this, I don't know anybody in my entire life who has endured the trial that she has endured as well as she has. And she's a remarkable person. She's an example to me, to our whole church. Now, we've always been keeping it real about this thing, guys. I don't think I've ever showed you this. What happened a year ago? Ruth had a bone cancer. I want to show you this little bit of anatomy here. So Ruth had bone cancer surrounding her right pelvis. And guys, so in that first surgery, this area that you see, this yellow area of her her pelvis, all the cancerous tumor and all of that yellow area was completely removed. Her entire right pelvis. And then just about a month ago, because of infection in part of a bone, she had to have this green portion of her femur, just that little part of her femur also removed. And now basically those two bones are basically taped together. She's wearing a hip brace to hold it together for 3 months as it heals. And there's no prosthetic, there's no replacement. It's just healing and learning to walk again. And she's been 7 months in a wheelchair, then 4 months in a walker. Now she's back in a wheelchair, but she's growing stronger every day, and she's gonna be able to get back in that walker before too long. She is enduring. She is persevering, guys. And you know what Ruth said on September, the day before September the 3rd? She goes, you know what I really wanna do? I wanna have a cake, and I wanna celebrate. So we got a cake, and here's what she wanted on it. Happy anniversary. I'm telling you guys, that is the spirit of a warrior. That is the spirit of someone who is going to endure trials well. And we want to be that. We want to be joyful. We want to be thankful for what God has done. And she is cancer-free a year later. And she's halfway through her recovery. So we're celebrating the enduring spirit of Christ in our home and in our lives. And many others of you have gone through great challenges in your life. And maybe you're going through them right now that far surpass even what we've been through. Don't quit. Ask God for endurance. Ask God for a spirit of perseverance. Because guys, that is what has kept Valley Church, our team, going. We've faced trials and challenges for 30 years as a church. But by the grace of God, we have persevered through all seasons and losses and challenges. But God's been there for us, and we've hung on, and we have endured, and we will continue to endure. And the best days of Valley Church are in front of us. They're not behind us. The best is yet to come. God's growing in us some incredible opportunities for loving our community, for sharing the love of Christ with one another and building each other up in our faith, for sharing our faith with other people, for growing strong in Jesus and reaching more people. Our goal is to reach like 500,000 people, touch them some way with the love of Christ. We don't know, we have no idea how large Valley Church will be. We never have worried about that. We just want to touch people's lives with the gospel of Jesus. And to do that, you have to persevere, to endure. And we want you to grow in your faith, in your family, in your friendships. Keep enduring. And don't waste your pandemic. These are not times, I can't wait till this is over. I can't wait till this is over too. But in the meantime, God's got something for me and for you to learn and to grow through. Don't waste your pandemic. Learn the lessons God has for your life. 6 things he's got for us in our game plan is godliness. Very simply, this is a daily awareness of God's presence. It's a spirit of worship and a spirit of knowing that Jesus is present with us. It results in us being like God, godly, Christ-like. And the mission of Valley Church is mobilizing everyone's God-given potential to deeply love Christ and their neighbors. And this is when we become more and more like Christ. So the path that what God has for my life and for you, he has a major goal. Here's victory: to become conformed to the image of Christ, to become like Jesus, to become Christ-like, to become godly. That's gotta be in the game plan. So keep growing your faith. Keep pursuing godliness. When people meet you, do they feel like they've met someone who's like Christ? That's gotta be there. Seventh one, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, great word here. The Greek word is Philadelphia. Brotherly love, brotherly kindness. It's friendship from a spiritual perspective. It's a loyal family love. Guys, Valley Church is not just a team. We are a family. We are actually brothers and sisters in Christ. We're related. And we're related no matter what our backgrounds are, no matter what our ethnicities are, no matter what color of our skin, it makes no difference. We love each other. We don't discriminate. We don't look down on others. We don't oppose one another. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And for 30 years, one of the things that has marked Valley Church in its diversity, we got a lot of people, a lot of different opinions and perspectives and backgrounds and ethnicities and racial backgrounds, all sorts of things, Lord. But we've stuck together. We've been united. We've loved each other. And let's keep loving each other. And there's a huge spectrum of opinion on the pandemic, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. And even within Valley Church, there's a lot of opinions about that. That's okay, guys, because our opinions about the pandemic are nowhere near as important as our faith in Jesus Christ and the Spirit of Christ that bonds me to you and you to your brother and your sister, no matter what. And that goes for politics too, guys. At Valley Church, we got everybody. We got people from the Democratic Party. We got people from the Republican Party. We got the Libertarian Party, Tea Party, Green Party. Now it's a birthday party. We got everything. But you know what, guys? And you need to work your faith out and search the scriptures and follow your conscience and vote and all that and hold your political views and be politically active. That's all great, guys. But the gospel is over all that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is way more important than that. Those things will come and go. Even the United States someday will come and go. But Jesus Christ will remain. The kingdom of Jesus will stand strong. And that's what I'm talking about. Valley Church. The church. Jesus says, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He didn't say that about any country. He didn't say that about any party. He didn't say that about any opinion. He said that about the people of God, the church. So let's love each other. I'm so proud of you guys. And guys, by the way, I shared this with you from one of the letters of John in the Bible. I have many things to write to you, he said. And I don't want to write with pen and ink. And I don't want to always have to do it this way. I hope to see you soon. And we will talk face to face. I'm looking forward to that for all of us. And if you'd like to, Ruth and I, the awesome Ruth, Steve and I are hosting just an ice cream socially distanced gathering this Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Delicious Cold Stone ice cream, a variety of it. Come by outdoors at the community center, pavilion, tent, patio, everywhere. We hope that you'll come and just join us. And even if it rains, we'll have social distancing indoors and you can see us. And we just say hi. And just it would just be so good to see you face to face if you're comfortable doing that. And some of you, it's like, I'm not ready for that. And guess what? That's good too. We're brothers and sisters. So we will be patient with that. But if you're up for it, I'd love to see it, okay? And then lastly, love. Love. That's the last part of our game plan. And love covers it all, unites it all, balances it all, completes it all, motivates us all. Love is unconditional, it's unprovoked. And this love goes beyond the church. That's brotherly kindness is in the church. Love spills out to all people. It spills out to all people of all races and all backgrounds, all socioeconomic status. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what someone believes about this or that. We love all people. We care about all people. It doesn't matter if they're single or married, divorced. It doesn't matter if they're gay or straight. It doesn't matter if what the color of their skin is. It doesn't matter what their socioeconomic level is. It doesn't matter what they think about this or what they believe about that. We may even have our disagreements on those things, but we're a part of a human race. And we love each other. We show Christians love everybody. That's what we do, even with people we disagree. I talked about this all last weekend. We love our enemies. We love all, even when we disagree. I want to tell you, we got a great conference coming up on October 1st and 2nd called the Good for All Conference. And I want to tell you guys, you need to get signed up for this. Go to goodforall2020.com and get signed up. It's $29. And the speaker lineup that we have lined up is unbelievable. Guys, you will be blessed beyond belief. And you don't have to watch it live. You can just buy that for $29 and then resource it anytime. Here's some of the speakers. We got Chris Brown. This is a pastor, incredible communicator and preacher from a church of 20,000 in San Diego, California. Incredible speaker. Another guy, Craig Springer. He's the executive director of Alpha USA. Guys, you got to hear him speak. Here's somebody else that God's bringing to our midst. Rebecca Lyons, she's the author and co-founder of Q Ideas. Incredible communicator of how to deal with difficult topics in our culture and based in the Word of God. Gabe Lyons, also the co-founder of Q Ideas and co-founder of Catalyst. He wrote the book Unchristian and how Christians can interact with our culture in better ways where we're more winsome and yet not compromising our convictions. How about Joe Saxton? Incredible author, speaker, leadership coach. She is going to light us up. And you do not want to miss that, Joe Saxton. Kevin Harney and his wife, Sherry Harney, are the co-founders of Organic Outreach. These folks, I'm going to tell you something, guys. If they were the only people speaking, it would be worth $29. They are so powerful at talking about how you can love your neighbors and be able to winsomely get courage to actually share your faith. Obviously, our own Kimberly Stewart, author and national speaker. Ricky Jenkins, incredible speaker, is going to talk about neighboring. He's from a large church also in Southern California. Scott Saul is coming to us from Nashville, pastor and author of numerous books, including Befriend and A Gentle Answer, Our Secret Weapon in a Hostile Culture. You're going to love Scott Saul's. Here's all you need to do to get signed up. Just text the word GOOD. Just text GOOD to 515-644-1021. We'll put that up at the end of our message, and you can text that also, and it'll give you all the information you need to get signed up. Guys, it's going to be amazing. We need to learn to love the people in our community, no matter. And there's divergent views and things that we may disagree with, but we love our community, and we're here to serve. And then finally, there's the victory. There's the victory. The team, Valley Church, comes to the victory. He says, verse 8, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, you keep building on them, you keep growing in them, they will keep you from being useless or unfruitful. That is not what I want my life to be, useless and unfruitful. I want it to be useful and productive, fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you keep growing, you'll always be effective. The church will always be effective and make an impact and productive. And we will win. We will see this through. In increasing measure. Keep building this. You never get done. I want to tell you, as I close, Valley Church people are amazing. I'm so proud of our church. I'm so proud of us sticking together by God's grace. He gets all the glory through all this pandemic. And in the midst of this pandemic, a lot of ministry has still been happening. Life groups have been gathering. We've been worshiping together. Our community bridges are flourishing. One thing that quietly has gone about is that we've been sponsoring, Valley Church people individually have been sponsoring over 500 children in need in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and in other places, but mostly there, through Compassion International. And those children are being reached and loved and fed and nourished and educated, even in the midst of a pandemic, through your generosity. Way to go, Valley Church. I close with this. Eight years ago, our family sponsored a young girl named Jagruti in India. And we picked up one of those sponsorship cards, and we didn't know what we were getting into, but we sponsored her. And for all those years, we sponsored her. And then as she graduated out of the program, as she hit 18, we continued to help her out. She went to nursing school. It's incredible. And now she is a nurse in a COVID-19 hospital, a COVID-19 unit in a gigantic hospital. I'm so proud of this young woman. And today she sent me a picture of an award that she received. And there she is. And it's called Corona Warrior Award. She and her team and other doctors, nurses, medical professionals, and here she is as just a grown woman now serving Christ. She loves Jesus. She's a strong follower of Jesus. And she's serving the least of these, and she's serving hurting people. And I asked her, how many people has your hospital and your team been serving? She said, over 1,000 COVID-19 patients. Do you see the ripple effect? That's just one person sponsored by those 500 kids. And the ripple effect of 500 sponsorships does throughout the world, the good that happens. That's what teams do. They make an impact even beyond themselves. Guys, that's just one example. And as we continue to pursue these qualities in increasing measure, we're going to win great victories. Let's go. It's halftime. Let's go out on that field, hit the field, and win. Win for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.